All right, mic check 1, 2. I forgot the thingy. It's been a minute. I put a light right here. Can you tell? Got a couple little updates. What's to come? Vamanos, let's go. And all right, I usually have my notes like right here where I put my tripod. But sorry, my apologies. This is Noan del Boricua. It's been a minute. I haven't recorded. Quick, you know, if you're new to the channel, Fuel Pasión Podcast, it's all about immersing yourself dentro de la cultura, always growing in your faith and making those conexiones here at Fuel Pasión and really getting after it in life for what you're going for now. But I'm excited. I didn't really set it up. I know the sun is setting. I do have the window open right now, like the shade. So I hope that the lighting does a whitewash, depending on how it looks in post-production. This is what it is and what it takes to do these videos. Now, life update, man. Work has been amazing. It's been a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it super transparent. These opinions are my opinion alone. It's kind of hard when you're going through some layoffs and some updates. But I also understand that while you're in the work and you're in the company, you need to stay optimistic. Even if there is or no clarity of what those next steps look like, I think the beauty is lean into your gift, lean into giving back, and always constantly make sure that we're serving all those that are in need. And I think for me, that's the biggest thing. And also being able to bring unique solutions and ideas to the table to be able to level up at any company that you're at. So you've been through some of this stuff. I hope that can at least give you some hope to be able to go forward. But on the other side of it, man, my family's been great. We've enjoyed, my birthday and my father-in-law's birthday, pretty soon my brother-in-law's birthday. And it's just been a really good time. I want to give a shout out to both of my sons. I know they're getting after it. My oldest son doing his job, working on a special top secret project. And my youngest son just doing his thing in college. So it's been really great. My wife and I just, you know, we just love going to the movies. We love to be able to spend some family time and really have some fun. And I think that's kind of like the life update, man. Like, church has been great. My friends have been amazing. Can I just give a shout out to Jose Rodriguez, CEO of Rescue Generation. They just got a $364,000 grant, if I'm correct, from Dignity Health. And that's what they're all about, is rescuing the generation. I also want to say my prayers to Savannah, Ricky, and his beautiful wife. Just everything that Havasol is about. Their daughter just went through a very important surgery at the time of this recording. So far, so good. But we're still praying for a full recovery and just seeing what those next steps that God has for Savannah. If you haven't checked it out at the time of this recording, please check out Havasol. And hopefully you can make a donation and really see the impact that this nonprofit is doing. And I also want to give another small shout out. And this is someone that I had a chance to partake a small part in his life and be able to see him grow up to be now the husband and the amazing father that he's been. No one's perfect. We strive and we're constantly sharpening that sword. And Brian T. City Ortega, felicidad, hermano. You won. It was an amazing fight. Mi respeto to Yair Rodriguez, another amazing fighter that I love. And I think for me, the beauty of life is, I think he, you know, and I'm paraphrasing you, Brian, but he was in the post interview where he said, look, any career, any job that you have, there's highs and there's lows. But the victory that I have, and he signaled to this side of the camera, he's like, it's my family. That's the victory. That's the win. That's the trophy. I'm grateful for people like that that understand it. A lot of times we allow the career, the job, get in the way of what truly the blessing is in your life. And maybe you're not married yet. Maybe you don't have kids yet. But you there's something in your life that you know that it's on that level. And my hope is that you can find it. That could be your health. Let it be physical, holistic, spiritual. Let it be, you know, your pets. Let it be your community. Maybe you love giving back to the community. Congrats, Brian. I'm excited to see what God has in store for you next. All right. I wanted to share a little situation. And if you're still watching, I hope you can like and subscribe. This is going to be the last video, but I just wanted to give a little video because I just wanted to share some of these things. And I want to give a shout out to a particular person. I won't name them, but there was a particular person that I had the chance to get a DM in my Instagram. They asked me to call, and I called them. And what was really dope, and this is a lesson, was the following. We caught up. We were making sure how everyone's doing. And then I was told that they were at a particular university for a particular event, speaking engagement, and that in the post event of the event, the event of the event, I was actually brought up my name, and that it was in a very positive way. And I thought that was really dope. And they decided to call and check in on me and just to kind of say like, yo, people remember who you are. So this is what I wrote down, and maybe my hope is that you understand. Number one, always remember to try to build the best positive reputation that you can have. Now, I know that could be like a touchy subject, but I think when you're intentional about giving back to others, whether it's through kindness, volunteering, you know, supporting any causes, you build a reputation in your community. You follow me? You build a reputation when you're giving and serving within your community. And I think people and families, they really appreciate support. And that's why friends or not, right? Because it could be an acquaintance. They're going to speak highly of you, which leads me to my last point, is that you want to create a ripple effect. You guys ever went, you know, to the lake, or I was going to say the ocean, but the water is constantly moving. But when you go to a lake or a river, well, a river, but you guys, okay, maybe like if you're in the tub and then you just drop something, the ripple effect, I don't know if that's the best example that I can give, but I thought of the ripple effect, that when you give back, that ripple, not only do you make an impact to the immediate audience that you're probably there with in the moment, but you're making a larger impact down the road, that eventually someone shows up that knows you and sees what you believe in and sees how you serve others. And that one initial person, I've been talking about the 6 degrees of separation. That person gets to share the impact that you made to the friend that you already have, the colleague. And that's the ripple effect. It's a thing that you initially hit, but you just don't know how far your greatness, your skills, your love, your compassion and passion will affect so many more branches of the tree in a career, or the branches of a tree of a community, or the branches of a tree of just family. You just never know. So I just wanted to jump on here really quick and say that. And thank you for watching. And lastly, coffee season is coming up. It's been a little bit harder. I'm really trying to do my best. And I'm thankful for the people that are going to be involved with this. And I hope in the next couple months, I'm going to be honest, life, right? In the next couple months, I hope that we can present the next season of Fuel Pasión Podcast, and to be able to show you la cultura, the faith, y las conexiones de lo que es la pasión sobre el café. Ese cafecito es algo tan importante hoy en día para cada uno de nosotros y dentro de nuestra comunidad. So, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can share this. Check out the past episodes. Check it out, fuelpasionpodcast.com. If you want to partner with us, I hope you can. And yeah, I hope you guys, look, we're getting ready. Spring is around the corner. So get ready. For those of you guys that are trying to get in shape, just know the summer is going to be here sooner than you think. That includes me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Juan el Boricua. Immerse yourself dentro de la cultura. Grow in your faith. Y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, I haven't said that in a long time. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.